Honey, thanks a million for joining us. The Body is not one novel, it's a novella and a collection of short stories that come after it, and it's very intriguing. If I can talk about the main story first, The Body. Mm. I don't know where to begin. It's so brilliant. It's the idea of a midlife crisis. I mean, a man, an older man, very successful man, being able to trade his old body for a brand new one, and his self-discovery within that. Where does this come from? I'm scared to ask in case it's you. You're having a horrible midlife crisis. I suspect you're not, though.
It seems to me that everybody's interested in bodies. I spend a lot of my time watching trash television. And I became very interested in people who had plastic surgery, and also then people who had missing limbs or new limbs stuck on, and so on. And after a while, it occurred to me, as it would, I would have thought have occurred to anyone, that after a bit, we're all going to just get new bodies. What's the point of getting a new ear or a new nose? You might as well go the whole hog and get the whole thing done. Of course, it made me begin to think about things like personal identity and what happens to it, what will happen to the notions we have about who we are and how we must live if we were to live for a very long time in a different sort of body. And having studied philosophy and been very interested in philosophy, I sort of united this sort of trash TV idea with other more serious ideas, I think.
You're right, everybody has thought about it. Everybody from Mary Shelley, Oscar Wilde, H.P. Lovecraft, which is why I was intrigued why you chose a kind of Man from Uncle-esque SF theme to wrap around what is essentially the most beautiful essaying I think I've read for a long time, just about the nature of being. Were you sort of having a nod towards trash in what it was wrapped in as well? I'm not being cheeky, I mean, I'm really intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, it's the notion of taking a sci-fi idea, but as you say, sort of semi-sci-fi ideas have been used in novels like Frankenstein and, of course, in Dorian Gray as well, and then using that to think about what it is actually that's valuable about life or what it is that makes us human. I mean, in the end, you have to think about death, and you have to think about why death is important, you know, and why we need to die and why it's important that we die and that we know that everything that happens to us is temporary and so on. So you can go from a comic idea of an old man in a young man's body to thinking about death. And what you want as a writer is an idea that's a goer, that an idea that seems rich, that you can, as you say, wrap around.
I think this is one of your most profound and moving books. Previously, you've always included an enormous amount of wit, and you sort of held back a bit in this, and in the stories later. I mean, there are amusing parts in it, but it's far more serious. Are you becoming more serious as you get older?
Yeah, when you become middle-aged, you lose your sense of humour entirely.